Are we exposed? This is what every security team is wondering. But with vulnerabilities scattered across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos, the truth is out of reach, and attackers know it. There's a better way. Unify to defy risk with Tenable AI-powered exposure management. Tenable brings together all your security data and exposures in one unified view, giving you the attacker's map and revealing the critical paths and weaknesses they can exploit. Now your teams can prioritize intelligently, move decisively, and collaborate without friction. Tenable turns scattered work into a single proactive force. Instead of chasing noise, your team knows where to focus, gaining clarity, control, and speed to reduce cyber risk with confidence. Learn more at tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Autumn Rain with Beyond the Record, and today I have music artist manager and founder of Out Here Trying to Function, Mariana Gray. How are you doing today, Mariana?
I'm doing great, Autumn. How are you?
I'm good. We were just catching up off camera. Like, me and Mar, we go way back. We went to high school together. So this is such a beautiful time to me, and she's killing it in the music and entertainment business. So I just can't wait for all the knowledge you're going to drop on all these listeners. So yeah, so let's get started. So what were some artists that, you know, your parents grew up listening to that inspired you to, you know, get into this crazy, crazy music industry?
Girl, I'm so glad this is the first question, because my story is very, very interesting. So my mother and my father are Jamaican immigrants, and I'm also Jamaican as well. I was born in Jamaica, and my mother and my father, they met at a studio in Jamaica. My mom worked at a studio, and my dad, he was a DJ. And he was DJing and stuff. And honestly, I feel like it just runs in my blood, you know? So the music that they were listening to, of course, was reggae artists. But as I got older, my dad had an obsession with Cisco. He loved Cisco. And my mother, she loved like Junior Mafia, Biggie Smalls, Lil' Kim, Diddy, like the whole East Coast rap scene. And then my dad, he really introduced me to like Cisco, and then a little bit of like the West Coast rap, Snoop Dogg and Tupac and stuff. But my mom was more East Coast. And then she also, what they listened to, and then me growing up too, I was a 106 in Park kid. And I was very much like a Disney Channel kid. And I loved the music portion of it. Like, I always loved That's a Raven. And I love when she will break out into song and all these things. So their music, what they listened to was everything that was in mainstream hip hop industry. Like, that's what I grew up listening to, and that's what influenced me. So I could go on and on about my music endeavors and dabbling into and how I got into it, but like, it definitely started from my parents being just allowing me to watch these shows, watch 106 in Park, watch MTV Jams, watch TRL. Like, they allowed me to, every single morning when I'll get ready for school, I'll turn on the music channel and I'm getting dressed to the music channel. Like, so it's always been embedded in me, and I've always just grown up. I've always had music around me. It always had to be on. So that's how I got my influence.
No, I love that. Definitely like MTV Kids for sure. I remember watching stuff, especially with my dad too, the music videos and all the visuals and stuff like that, and growing up and actually being able to watch it on TV. We should bring that back. We got to bring that back.
Yeah, no, seriously though. Seriously, those are so fun. I actually got a chance to go to a TRL recording. Like I actually went on set. Yes, girl. I don't know. I just be doing stuff. I really just be doing stuff. And I, the thing about it is, since we're in the age of like Instagram and TikTok and on the phones, people think that those live audiences are not around anymore, or nobody's going, but people are still going. People are still going there, and you could easily like look up how to get tickets. If you know somebody who works there, they could invite you on set. Like, it's still there. It's just that we're so into those small phones that we think that live big TV productions and stuff is not really, you know, is not, nobody's really going out to those things to be an extra, to say, I guess. But it's still very much, being an extra is still very much like that. And you can still pull up to these sets, but I must admit a lot of those things are not really around anymore. They're merging out those 106 and Park type sets and those type of like audiences. It's not so. We do need to bring that back for real. We do. It's disappearing, and I don't like it.
And everything I don't like that. Digital now too. I know. I think 106 going back, but in a digital format, which is like
it is, cool, yeah.
You know, because that's what the kids want. But I do. Yeah. I love a live set. I did that in college. I went to like the Meredith Vieira show that I remember. I went to the Williams show when I was working in TV, and it's just like such. It's so crazy how like TV magic is made, and like you're a part of it every day, all like the moving parts of it. So I totally agree. Cool. Like being in this area too, like in the Jersey area, and we have New York like right next door. Like I wish there were more opportunities, you know, to just like go over there and see a live taping. I think everyone should try to do it if they can. Like I would.
It's really fun. Super duper fun.
I'm gonna go to SNL. I'm gonna go to
SNL. No, seriously. That'll be so lit. Just being a part of that like whole audience would be dope too. Like, oh my goodness, I've always loved like theater and like live performances. Even when I was in high school, I loved like going to the school that we went to, and we always had lit theater productions, and I would always go, and we would have like dance, special dance. The like, I love all of those things. I love Broadway. I love going to Broadway. I've been to the opera before. I've seen Aida. Like, I just love that type of stuff. And I want to see Michael Jackson, the Broadway show, Michael Jackson's. I've heard nothing but great things about that. So I just love that type of live entertainment.
Same. And that's the same thing when I felt when I didn't see Wicked as a Broadway show, but I did see like the movie stuff. And I was like, wow, I really want to, I wish they would do a short, like Ariana and Cynthia and everybody would do like a short, like, I don't know, maybe like 5 week thing in Broadway.
I would totally go. I loved it. And I loved Wicked the movie. It was amazing. It was fantastic. I don't care what anybody says. I absolutely loved it. Cynthia and Ari killed it. They were singing down, both of them. I was like, yo. And then when I would see people on social media talking about it and stuff, I'm like, no, you probably weren't a theater kid. You probably weren't like, you know, you probably don't like that type of live big singing. They were singing. Them girls was doing it. I was like, give them their tens. Give them their tens, because they ate that up.
Exactly. And now they're both like nominated for Oscars too. So like, hopefully they get something. They go
well-deserved.
So hopefully that happens.
I hope they win. I hope they win, because they killed that. They ate it up.
They did. I honestly wanted to see it twice, but I just didn't have enough time. But like, honestly, like I would have seen it twice, but Broadway definitely needs to see me. Broadway needs to see me soon.
Yeah, I love it. Love Broadway. Love it.
Yes. Well, speaking of other passions, like I know that now you're modeling and everything. You competed in Miss New Jersey. It's 2023. You have a competition right now. So let me know about it. Let me know about the competition and how'd you start with it? Yeah,
man. So the competition that I have right now is Maxim Magazine. Now, I don't know if you guys remember Maxim Magazine back in the day, but I remember, like I said, I used to be a TV kid growing up watching VH1, TRL, like 106. And I would watch, you remember how VH1 have like those documentaries? They would just have like random documentaries, like behind the music. They had the documentary for Left Eye before she passed, that one. And then they would have like those hot 100 hottie little series. They would have those things. It's like a countdown of the hottest women in the world, hottest women in the United States. Uh-huh. And it was Maxim. It was Maxim magazine. And I would watch it all the time. And I'd be like, yo, it'll be some girls who were bad, like baddies. And then there would be like, and then there'll be somewhere I'm like, okay, kind of mid, like, okay, you know, it's cool. But beauty, I was young, you know, I was young. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. But I will always, I didn't think that I could do something like that, like growing up, but I would always be like, nah, one day I think the power of manifestation, Autumn, like you speak it and you don't even with this, me becoming an A&R and an artist manager, I would always say it to my friends like, yo, I love music. Like, I love to do this. I think I want to be an A&R, but it'll be on some playful, like, I'm just joking around. I don't think I really want to be an A&R. I don't know how to, but I think it all stemmed from the knowledge, not having the knowledge, not knowing how to step into this industry, you know? But once I figured out a way to get into it, that's when the modeling came about. And the, you know, if I could do this, I'm an attractive woman, you know, I'm not, I'm brains, but I'm also very cute, you feel me? So I'm just like, all right. And then I did, like, we did Miss New, like we said, I did Miss New Jersey. And once I did Miss New Jersey, I was just like, nah, it's up. I can do anything. I can model anyway. Like, I honestly, I'm doing Maxim and I'm trying to see if Playboy possibly has like a competition or something. Cause I would love to do something like that too. Like, girl, I've been following these things since I was a child. I would see the fashion weeks, the Maxims, the Playboys all the time. And I'm like, how do you get into these spaces? What do I do? All it takes is a quick Google research. And then I will figure it out. I'll figure out where to go, how to sign up. That's how I am in this Maxim competition right now. So hopefully I win, guys. Please go ahead and vote for me. Yeah. Vote for me. The link is in my Instagram bio. If you drop my socials, you guys will see it on there. So vote for me to be Maxim's next cover girl, a Maxim hottie. That's crazy to even say. Like, I can't believe I'm doing this. To be honest with you, I can't believe I'm doing this because it's major. Maxim is major. Like,
Maxim is major. Like, we definitely, I don't want to go into a tangent, but let's like print media in general, mm-hmm. like we have to bring that mm-hmm. back as well. So I just absolutely love that for you. And like, I was like, I have to ask her about this because also it's just like, how do you even on days where you might not even like feel like the best and stuff like that. So how do you continue to just be like, nah, I got this in the bag. Like, you know,
it's so weird. Honestly, I think what it is, it's a mind over matter thing. It's definitely mind over matter because I do have those days where I don't feel pretty. I don't want to take certain pictures or I get certain pictures and I don't like how it looks and then this, that, and the third. But there's editing, you know, if I don't feel like I look my best, it's really like in my head, really, because I feel like I always look my best. You feel me? Like, I always look good. You feel, so it's just like, just do it, girl. Like, just, and then I also learned, like, with social media, turning off comments and things like that helps out a lot. Like, if anyone's going to critique anything of mine, it's like, nah, this is my ish. You're not about to come on my ish talking about how I look. Like, that's just how I, like, you're not about to tell me how I look, okay? Because I wake up to myself every single day. You're not going to tell me, right? Like, and you want to know something? There's this little Uzi Vert song, and it's called Godard Bag. Mm-hmm. No, it's called Godard Song. And in the beginning of the song, there's this girl, I don't know if it's an influencer or who it is, but she's just like, you know, she was just going on a tangent and she's just like, you know, they're on the internet. Like, whatever you post, people are going to be mad at what you post anyway. So you might as well just post it. Just remember, like, they're on the internet. Like, this is not like, you don't know these people. Like, they don't know you. Like, you're in control of the photos you put out, the photo shoot that you're having. Like, you could let people know what you do and do not like. You could edit. And that's what I feel like, that just gives me all the power. I'm just like, you know what? I could just nip and tuck and finish and fix whatever I do not like. But nobody will tell me what they don't like about how I look.
I know there's gonna be so many gems in this episode, but I really hope that everyone takes into consideration what Mari is saying, because we all have those days. I know I be having them too. I'm just like, I just want to get away from the internet. People are just mean sometimes. And I just realized that they hate themselves. And I hate that for you. Like
you hate yourself.
Like Beyonce says, like, how can I expect you to love me when you don't even love yourself? Like
that sounds like a personal problem. And you coming onto my page talking about I'm ugly, talking about I look like what? You came onto my page to tell me, like, what? You on my ish.
No sense at all. So I want to go more into like your career as being like an artist manager, artist music manager. Mm-hmm. And why, I know like you said you had the love for music, but why specifically did you want to like manage artists?
It initially started out as, you know, just being there for my artist friends who did not know how to book things. They didn't know how to handle the emails and handle the calls and the meetings and the just the whole logistics of it all, you know? And I was just like, honestly, Autumn, when I grew up, I was really like a music dweeb. Like I had LimeWire, I had FrostWire. I would literally crash my computers. My mother would be pissed off, girl. She would be so mad, like, Marvin, you crashed it. Like, you keep downloading all this music. And I'm just like, bruh. I need my music, you feel me? And then when Lil Wayne was...
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Drop stuff, Soulja Boy would drop all. I would be downloading files and I would just like, I would transfer it over to my iTunes and like get the album artwork from Google and paste it. And I would do the whole thing. Like, I was really like, I take pride in my music, okay, and my music catalog and knowing all the music things. So I was just like, I have a knack for this. I get joy from researching music. Yeah. I get joy from learning about the artists that I listen to in depth. You know, I get joy into, shoot, if I love a song that much, I'll really look it up. And I love that Apple has the feature where you can have the lyrics. I would literally learn that song. Like, I will learn it so that when I'm in parties, I'll know all the words. Yep, I know. When you record me, I'm mouthing the words. Mm-hmm, I know the words too. But that's so I was just like, yeah, I love music. I am a real dweeb for it. I'm a nerd for it. Not even just music, entertainment period. Like whenever I watch a series or something like that, I immediately go, I'm looking up the IMDb. I'm looking up the characters because I develop like a relationship. Like when I'm watching, I feel like I develop a relationship when I'm listening to these artists, to the music. So I'm always going to look up who I mess with, who I like. I'm going to look you up. I'm going to see what makes you tick. When did you start? How old were you when you started singing? How, like, you know, when did you have your first performance? Who did you perform for? Who did you sign to first? Who did you know? Like, my biggest thing is whenever I'm looking up the artists' wikis, I like to see their track listing and see who's the writers and who's the producers and in depth who these people are. Like, this is Beyonce's background vocals on his song. Like, I love that type of stuff. I just love the background of it all. So I was like, you know what? Let me just artist manage and A&R and just do it with the local independent talent though, because I'm sort of mainstream, but my starting is independent. Like, New Jersey talent. So the way that I would dweeb over these big mainstream artists, I will dweeb over these local artists. I will learn about them. So when I finally do meet them, they're like, oh, you really tapped in. Yes, I am. I do listen to your music. I do know who you are. And I feel like when I'm like that, it boosts me more. It pushes me up because these artists will soon be big too. You know, I feel like I'm with the future. You know, I'm tapped into the underground music scene because they coming up. So that's why I started. I was just a super music junkie, a super music dweeb. And I took it professional.
Yeah, I love that. Because if you think about it too, specifically for us, like we come from a high school that had SZA, Lauryn Hill, like so much like big talent. And I might even talk about all of New Jersey because New Jersey talent is amazing.
Yep.
So, yep. And that's what I love about like out here trying to function too, because you specialize in helping like New Jersey artists. So what is your inspiration behind creating that platform and what type of services or events that you guys put on?
So my inspiration, honestly, is the talent. It's the talent. Jersey is lit, yo. Yeah. Jersey has so much talent. I can name a whole bunch right now for you. Like, what? And I always say, whenever I speak to people and speak to new artists that I meet and stuff, I'm always like, I'm not the talent. I don't sing. I don't do none of that. I don't rap. None of it. I may hold a little tune. I don't even think I wish. It's a lot of work. It's now that's a lot of work performing. I don't have the talent, but I could find the talent. I have that ear. I got that ear. I know what sounds good. And it's a thrill getting put on to New Jersey talent. That's tough. Like, yeah. And once I know that I know who this is, it's like, nah, they about to blow. I know they're about to blow because they're tough. Like they sound really good. It's all about that sound. Once you got that sound, and this is for artists. This part is for artists. Once you got that sound and you know that you're recording the production, everything is perfect, you will get far in this music industry. I promise you, you will. No matter what anybody says, even the TikTok and the clout and stuff, that's just a little tidbit of it. That's just a little portion of this entertainment game. But the talent is the main part. That is the main part, the talent. And I feel like New Jersey has a plethora of talent. A lot. And they come out every single day. Sometimes I get overwhelmed all of them. I'm like, oh my Jesus. Like, damn, there's so many artists that I didn't know. Every single day I find out about a new artist here in Jersey. Every day. Yeah. Every day.
we just like work really hard too. Like I remember my dad always saying, like, you know, talent, I'm gonna mess up the quote.
It's okay.
I can't think of that. But like basically the quote is something along the lines as like, regardless of how much talent you have, like if you don't work hard, it doesn't even matter. So when you've set me people too, I can tell these people A are in it because they love it. And two, it's like they have the natural talent. And I honestly, like sometimes you'll send me people, like I'll listen to them obviously first, but I know that they're going to be good because I know that like I trust
you.
I mean, someone that's you always really great people. So Mari's really good to have in your corner. So we're going to get to all of her information too at the end of the interview so you guys can contact her. But you actually kind of hit upon one of my next questions, so we'll just go into it. Who are some New Jersey artists that you really love right now?
That I really love right now is a lot. It's but they it's may fun. They may fade my mind, but I love Coi Leray. I absolutely love SZA. I love Chris Patrick. There's a music artist by the name of Nikkei the Artist, Molly Smith, Matthew Ali, the whole MHPG sound. Shout out to my boys there. Cash is not from New Jersey, but listen, that's our boy. Yeah. Jersey claims Cash Cobeezy, okay, because he has a very very, very pivotal birthright standing point here in New Jersey because of MHPG sound. You feel me? Shout out to them. Who else? B-Jax VJAX is a part of the whole MHPG Sound Slizzy movement as well. Who else? I said Quessis, I said Nike, Matthew Ali, Molly Smith, VJAX. Who else? Who else? Big Noonie. Big Noonie. Let's see. There's so many. They're all fading. Honestly, y'all just got to go check out I Heard Tryna Function's Instagram page to see who I listen to, who I like. Because usually everybody that's on the page is someone that I like personally, like F with. Like, if you get posted, if you from New Jersey and you talent and you get posted on I Heard Tryna Function, just know that I'm listening to you. And you should be honored, to be honest with you, because all I post is stuff. Who else? Lamia, I gotta throw Lamia in there, my girl Lamia. Seashell, gotta throw Seashell in there. I listen to her. And Kachi, gotta throw Kachi in there. My favorite reggaeton artist right now coming out of New Jersey. You feel me? Who else? Cookie Kawaii, Flyboy Fool. You feel me? I could go on. Mellow V. But we gonna wrap it up, because I could really go on with all the New Jersey artists I love.
No, I love that. I feel like I knew most of the ones that you were talking about. There's a couple that got my ear too, that I'll definitely be checking out after this interview. So, girl, but I already follow you and stuff like that too. So I'm always looking at your page to see like who I would even want on the podcast too, because that's how I feel about the podcast, like putting artists on here that I genuinely really love their work as well. And industry professionals who can also help and guide these artists who could be, you know, stuck in their path, which goes on to my next question is about like what advice, or not even advice, but maybe like a starter pack that you would give indie artists right now. Like, what are some non-negotiables that you think that all indie artists should have?
Some non-negotiables that all indie artists should have. Have your bread, have your money ready, man. Have your money ready. Think on it. When something comes your way, like an opportunity or like a proposition, think on it. Don't just jump. Take that time to think on it a little bit, and don't feel like you're being rushed. Sometimes things are time sensitive. Absolutely. With anything is time sensitive, but you do, hey, can you give me 2 to 3 business days to get back to you on that? That could always help for sure, because you really need to look over what you're doing, especially when you're, you know, making music or in the entertainment industry professionally. There's a lot of things that you have to make sure that you're ready for. And you have to have those 2 to 3 business days. I always say you have to take those 2 to 3 business days to really like look into what you're about to agree on, you know, whether it's working with another artist, a producer, working with a label, working with a production team, like 2 to 3 business days to look over before you jump onto anything. Stay true to yourself. Stay true to yourself and do what you want. Do what you want. Don't let nobody steer you from what you doing, especially when you know you got the talent. Yeah. There are people who could give you advice and give you perspectives and things like that, whether it's a management team or whatever, or whoever you got around you, but just know you are the captain of this ship. You are the navigator in the cockpit. You feel me? But those, what I just said before, like those are, that's what you, to be an when you're an independent artist, those are the main components. 2 to 3 business days. Take that, but don't jump into anything so soon. Definitely take a few days to run it over with yourself and then come to your decision, because it's always, what is for you is always going to be for you. It's even in this industry, in this game, a lot of artists think that it's missed opportunities. Sometimes it's not, because it's going to come back around, but you just want to be ready for it. And what you missed is because you weren't ready for it. So, you know, that's really how it goes in this game, in life, period.
No, that's so true. Like you said, like you can take that advice and apply it to your life, even if you're in the music industry or if you're not in the music industry, because I think as we've probably experienced like both of our careers, just like you have all of these things coming at you at once. And sometimes it can be like super overwhelming. Sometimes you can have a dry season and like no one's hitting you up for things and you're just like,
yep.
I did, then that's when that self-doubt starts to like creep in. It's just like, okay, am I supposed to be here? You know? So I definitely agree with everything. I think the right opportunity will present itself at the right time. So that's amazing.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
So what are some goals that you wish to accomplish like in your career, or it could be inside the music industry or outside of it?
My goals. I want to become an entertainment media lawyer. I do. That's a main goal for me, guys. I really want to become an entertainment media lawyer because, like I said, in this professional game, I'm doing a lot of reading of documents and getting into serious gigs and deals. And honestly, my biggest goal is just being ready for what's about to happen in autumn. Like, to be honest, like, I want more red carpets. I want more interviews like this. I want to talk more about my talent agency and what I do over here in New Jersey. I want more networking opportunities with bigger executives. I want to be a regular at these radio stations and they know who I am when I pull up. Hey Marv, hey, how you doing, girl? Yeah. Wherever I pull up in these like events, going out to these events and stuff, like if I'm gonna pop out in these events with these artists and stuff, I want them to know Marv. I want them to know Marviana, you know. I used to do event curating, but COVID hit, and when COVID hit, I lost all my money with event curating, and it kind of made me fearful of event curating. You know, it kind of made me, because I didn't know what to do when COVID hit. And I was definitely throwing my shows and making my money and it was going to be bigger. But literally once COVID hit, I kind of just like retreated into my shell and has been so nervous to throw another show again. I'm going to get over that fear though. So maybe show throwing will be back in the future for me. Maybe, but I'm a little fearful. I'm gonna need a team for sure to help me throw productions again, because I COVID did a number, okay? And it just made me like, dang, I wish I had that passion and drive again to throw shows again, because I love, like I said, live performances, live shows. But I'm gonna need a team. Definitely gonna need a team for that. What other things? No, those are all my goals. Becoming this lawyer, entertainment media lawyer. Well, getting into law school, because that's gonna be a bid I'm doing. But getting into law school, more networking opportunities with big executive names. I want them to know my name. More show opportunities for my artists, more big show opportunities, festival type stuff, Rolling Loud type of things, you know. I want to meet Don Toliver. That's a goal of mine, to meet Don Toliver. That's my favorite artist right now. And yeah, those are my goals.
That we definitely have to chat about event planning. That's definitely something that I want to accomplish. I want to be on my
East. It's so fun.
Also,
it's so fun.
There was something for Jersey artists. So maybe one.
Yes, absolutely.
I would love that. So how can other artists or let me start that over. I'm going to talk.
It's okay.
So how can other artists and other industry professionals get in touch with you?
Other artists and industry professionals could get in touch with me by following me on Instagram at Marviana Gray, MarvianaGray. Gray. And for what it is my real name, guys. That is my real government name. People be wondering if it's made up. That's your real name. Yes, my name is Marviana Gray. You can follow me on Instagram. Follow me on TikTok at Marvi G Mula to watch me do my crazy, silly little content creating side. Follow me on Twitch at Marviana Gray. I'm getting into streaming, live streaming. I'm trying to be like Kai out here. I'm be like Kai and him. And you could also email me. You could email me at outheretryingtofunction@gmail.com. OHTFjersey@gmail.com. Once again, that's OHTFjersey@gmail.com.
Yes, I love that. So we'll definitely be getting in touch with you. But before I let you go, we're going to do a quick little rapid fire game and get to know Marvi some more.
I was lit.
I know this answer already, but I'm going to ask anyway. It's one of my favorite signs too. So what is your zodiac sign?
My zodiac sign is a Virgo. It's the same sign as me. My girl. When she made that song, I was like, this is a Virgo ass song. Like, I can't stand Beyonce, but I love her so much because such a freaking Virgo. Like, that's you, the same sign as me. Yep.
God, I love Virgos. Well, let's caveat Virgo women. Like, y'all. Virgo, we don't know about Virgo men.
Them Virgo men are sassy. They're so moody. They're Brent Faiyaz. They're moody. They're sassy. Very sassy. But they're Michael Jackson too. But he was sassy too. I know Mike was pissing the girls off. He was pissing them off. I know for a fact. I know.
I can tell. So who is an artist that you would like to work with in the future?
Oh my God. I would like to work with Cash Cobain. I would love to work with Cash Cobain right now. I think that's just like really on my radar, Cash Cobain. Don Toliver, I don't know how we would really, you know what? Let me not say I don't know how we would work. There's a whole bunch of ways that we could work, but I just got to get in the door first. But definitely Don and Cash. They're on my radar right now. Right now. Don and Cash.
So I know you're doing some content creating too, which I follow you on TikTok, so I've seen it. I love your videos. So what is a brand deal that you would like to secure for yourself?
Chipotle.
Ooh.
Chipotle. I want a Chipotle deal. I want to be in a Chipotle commercial. I will, like, I will literally, please, Chipotle. Chipotle. Chipotle and Fenty, for sure.
Yeah.
Chipotle and Fenty. Riri, listen, whether it's the lips, whether it's the lingerie, whatever you need me, Rihanna and Chipotle, yeah, I know. When you air this, Autumn, yeah. I hope they see you. And I hope, listen, I will tear up some Chipotle. I'm a tear up some Chipotle with my Fenty lip gloss on, okay? Period. My Fenty makeup on. Like, we need that.
Yes. Who is or who was your celebrity teen crush growing up?
Michael B. Jordan.
Ooh.
Michael B. Jordan. Yeah. Michael B. Jordan. That I could vividly remember, like, really crushing Michael B. Jordan. It's not like that anymore, but when I, like, I don't know what it was. I just had a huge infatuation with him. I saw him in Parenthood, the show Parenthood, and I had seen him in Chronicles, the movie, and I was just like, oh my God, like, who is this cute, quirky black guy? Like he's just so, like, and I saw him in The Wire. I thought he was cute then. I was just like, oh my God, like, I love him. But now it's a little, I think he's dope. I would probably, like, if I were to see him, my heart would probably jump now. Like, oh my God, that's Michael B. Jordan. Like, yo, yeah. Oh my God, that's Michael B. Jordan. But when I was growing up, I was infatuated with that man. I love Michael B. Jordan. Loved him.
That's an excellent crush that has continuously aged very well. So, I mean, he's like,
yeah. You know? He's not. He's so close to us. Like, he's really our peer, for real. Like,
and he's, like, from Jersey, isn't he? Like,
yes, he is from New Jersey. Yes, he is. I feel like he's one of the bros, for real. He's from around the way.
For real. So who would be, like, I know there's a lot of conversations about the big three, but who is your big three?
My big rap three? Right now?
Rap three, it could be R&B three, it could be like whatever three.
Lord have mercy. These conversations really trip up a music lover. I hope people know that. Like, these type of questions trip up a music lover because I don't know who my big three is. I don't know. They're all so good, you know? And even before that beef, I wasn't even thinking about no big three. None of them. I wasn't thinking Future, Kendrick, Drake. I wasn't thinking none of it. Like, I was just like, I thought we in the club, we were all fam. I thought we was all cool, but I guess not. I guess not. So they have us picking and choosing. Now they got us trying to figure out who the big three. I don't know. Mother F the big three, like Kendrick said. It's just big me. Bam.
Mommy, you're a trip. I can't.
Like he said, Mother F the big three. It's just big me. That's that period.
No, that's a valid, that's a very, very valid answer. So I'm going to let you go with that one.
Yes.
This might be another one for you too that going to trip you up, but I would say, what is your favorite album that dropped last year?
Last year, favorite album. Well, last year, my favorite album. Cash Cobain's.
Okay.
Cash's album from start to finish. Amazing. Did Beyonce drop Cowboy Carter last year?
Yeah, she did.
Beyonce's, all of her albums, Renaissance, everything. Nicki Minaj's album, amazing.
Yeah.
Start to finish. Megan Thee Stallion, did she drop her album last year? Was it last year?
Yes, the what's it called? Part 2? Yeah.
Megan Act 2? Yeah,
Act 2.
She dropped it. Yep, Megan, that was amazing. Phenomenal. Love. Yeah, those are the ones that I remember vividly and running it back, you know. Mm-hmm. Those projects for sure. Nicki, Meg, Beyonce, and Cash for sure.
No, that's very solid. That's a very, very solid answer. So if you were a manager in the music industry, what job would you have?
Oh my God. That's right. What would I do? Honestly, I wouldn't want to work. I would just want to hopefully just divinely be rich and like be traveling the world and giving back, like doing a lot of philanthropy work and food, soup kitchens and things of that nature. Just volunteering my time to help, for sure. Like help communities, help adoption agencies, orphanages, all those type of things, like things like that. Feeding the homeless. You know, going to countries that are underprivileged countries or countries that have been impacted by disastrous things and just helping out, stuff like that. So maybe a missionary. Well, is that a missionary? I don't know.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Similar. Yeah.
I feel like I would be doing a lot of mission work for sure if I wasn't doing this. And if like I was like some type of Nepo rich baby or something, that's how I would devote my time to philanthropic work.
So lastly, what is one thing that you want to manifest for yourself for this year?
Man, I just want to be able to keep showing up, keep doing this, what I'm doing with you, with more people. I definitely want more interviews, but like more like production, like on some funny, have you seen Funny Marco's latest like interviews and stuff? He just did one with Nicki Minaj and did one with Jada. Wait, you see Marco? Like, do you see, like, I don't know what it is, Autumn. I just want to be in that type of scene. Like even the streaming, like just watching Kai and them stream and stuff. That is so fun. So I want to be more in front of the camera, I guess. More in front of the camera for this year. I do. And I want to be more out there. Like mingling more, like I said, red carpet events, more Broadway shows, you know, things of that nature. Like I want to be more out there mingling with the music entertainment folks for sure.
We have to definitely like check some things out because I know certain things, a lot of this stuff is in New York, but
New York, mm-hmm.
Jersey stuff that we can like head up to, especially like in Jersey City and stuff.
Yes.
But same for me. Yes. Yeah. Or I want to mingle, meet more people, and just, you know, just continue like our, you know, our journeys in this crazy, crazy industry. So.
Yes. Yes. It's crazy, but it's fun. It's pretty fun. Not going to lie. That's why I haven't let it go yet. I can't shake it. It's super duper fun. I love it.
Yeah. I feel like because we're both so passionate about it, it doesn't like, obviously it's work, which I know some people like, oh, but you get to, da-da-da. Yeah. It's still.
Yeah.
So, okay, it's still work, but it is very fun. I feel very, very fortunate to be a part of this industry and like allowing, you know, them to accept me as well.
Like who doesn't like getting invited to free concerts to write up about it or something? Who doesn't like getting the VIP access? Who doesn't like getting to be able to interview artists first? And you know, who like, well, maybe if you're not in this industry with us, you may not get it, but the ones who get it, you feel me? The ones who know, like that, this is it's a thrill. And then it's like I said, these are people that you sometimes grew up watching their whole journey. And for you to actually be on the end to meet them and talk to them and get to really know personally, like, them and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like, whoa, how did I even get here? How did I even get here to be talking to you? From just popping my mess, from just popping my ish. That's how I got here. You know, just talking my talk. That's how I got here.
Yay. That is so, so true. So everyone like listening to this too, you know, definitely keep believing in yourself because it can happen. You literally never know. So thank you so
much. Never know.
Marvy, like, you've got such great advice. You know, it was really nice speaking to you, like, as always. So one last time before we sign out, where can everyone follow you again, just so they know? And yeah.
You can follow me on Instagram at Marviana Gray. I didn't mention before my business page, my talent agency page, Out Here Trying to Function. It's just OHTF, the acronym OHTF. That's it. Y'all gonna know what it is. And then, like I said, you could email me as well if you have any artist inquiries or anything you want to talk about as a music artist, as a creative, as an entertainment executive, entertainment musical entrepreneur. You know, just let me know at my email OHTFjersey@gmail.com.
Thank you so, so much again, Marvy. It was amazing talking to you.
Thank you so much for having me, Autumn.
Of course. Of course.